Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cold Hard Truth podcast. I'm Anish Gupta.
I'm Jack Smith.
I'm Shrikar Rajendran.
So today we are going to be essentially talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Green Bay Packers game, but more importantly, this Tampa Bay defense. Maybe to start it off, I was higher on the secondary than most. I told people that their 32nd ranked secondary was a lot to be left desired, just because I think people were missing the fact that they were, often placed on short field. And we're seeing it that this Tampa Bay team is winning not based off, explosive plays on offense or, Tom Brady throwing for 5 touchdowns and 400 yards. That's not how it's been. It's not like Evans and Godwin going crazy. It's been the defense keeping it a game or even making plays to essentially put them in a winning position. And then Tom Brady, of course, he's not game managing, but he's doing the plays necessary to win this game. And I'll let you guys kind of recap it before I give my take. So feel free to take the floor, guys.
And I want to touch on that defense a bit, especially Todd Bowles. I have to give my props and props are due. This dude has came in. He has placed.
Has come in.
I don't care. He's placed numerous players in positions to succeed. Tampa Bay now has top 5 players at a lot of defensive positions statistically. So really the whole premise of this scheme was just constant pressure, tight coverage on the outside. And the Bucs players, they listened to Bulls. They took that scheme and they kind of ran with it. And really it's just been working out perfectly for them. And as you said, this is a team that was believed to be offensive minded, especially with Bruce Arians running the show, but really they're a defensive oriented team. And the Bucs are winning games because of their defense. And we know the modern NFL to be, offensive focused. You need a good offense to win. But this defense has pretty much been almost unstoppable when it comes to creating turnovers and putting pressure on the quarterback. So I'd say the Bucs are winning this season because of their defense. The offense has been doing pretty good. Tom Brady's been steady, but this defense, Todd Bowles, I have to give it up. He doesn't get enough credit, so got to give props when props are due.
Yeah, Todd Bowles, former head coach of the Jets, he really wasn't fit to be a head coach.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
He's strong on the defensive side of the ball. And the Jets' job is a hard one to succeed at, given the players they had on defense. His calling card was supposed to be defense, and, with the guys they had there, he can't get pressure and he didn't have a ton of tight coverage. But, look, he's come to Tampa Bay, and they have played amazing this year. I mean, and that doesn't manifest itself better than in the game against the Packers, who had the best offense really going into this game and were really steamrolling opponents and playing very well. They only gave up 10 points. They won by 28 with their quarterback only throwing 166 yards because their defense had 5 sacks, they had 8 tackles for loss, and they had 2 picks on Aaron Rodgers, which is a feat.
And a pick 6.
Which is a feat insane in itself. So this team has played great defense throughout the year, throughout the entire offseason. We're supposed to get that explosive offense. Brady's going to maybe lead the league in passing touchdowns and passing yards because look at these weapons and Gronk's back. And wow, they just signed Fournette. This defense, which has key pieces around and young pieces and will be good for years to come, has been dominating games for the Buccaneers this year.
To add on, Todd Bowles was not fit to be a head coach. I think people got to know their roles. I would say right now, hot take, I think he's the best coordinator in football right now. As of right now, I think he's not playing like it, he's acting like it. This Tampa Bay team, here's what I'd say. First off, I gotta shout out a guy who I've been very high on coming into the year, a guy that Jack knows I'm high on, Jamel Dean, the guy who got the pick. I mean, again, this dude was under the radar, and finally people are seeing what this guy can do. He's plays a lot taller than he is. He's got length, he can jump, he's very agile. And off the, when he jumped the pass, I mean, yes, there was a little bit of a crosswind on the throw, but a tremendous play. I mean, by a guy who's relatively young, and Carlton Davis, another guy who's playing great, Antoine Winfield. I mean, the best part about the secondary is it's young. Mm-hmm. We're seeing young secondaries like the Vikings absolutely crumble, whereas Tampa Bay secondary is absolutely thriving. And I think it goes to show how the defense has a trickle-down effect because the pass rush is getting to the quarterback, right? JPP, Ndamukong Suh. I mean, they're old, but they're smart guys.
Shaq Barrett, too.
I completely forgot. I was going to go to the linebackers, right? Devin White, Levante David, and obviously Shaq Barrett. So again, this defense has they're very good at all 3 levels, and that's what you need for a defense. And you know what? when Sridhar mentioned modern NFL, I think what he was trying to say was there's been a transition period to where offenses have been winning the last couple years. However, you can still win off defense. And the thing is, you need your defense to make plays. I'm always, and it's hard for a guy like me who's always said that defense wins championships, especially watching that Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl. I thought that was the turning point. But I still think if you need a good defense, or you need a defense to make plays, it's a full team game. And you know what? Here's the key stat I'll give to you for that Packers-Bucks game. No penalties and no turnovers and no sacks allowed. Those were the three takeaways for me. That was the most efficient game the entire year for any team. The most, after having, I believe, eight by an offensive line, just by the offensive line, eight penalties on Thursday night game. So guess what? You give Tom Brady 10 days, you give this team 10 days. So that just shows that they're a disciplined team, and that's so much different from last year. I can't express that enough, because this team was very, you know, fluid, rigid, fragile. It was always all over the place. But now, you know what? Despite that loss to the Bears, they're 4-2 right now. I believe they're on top of the division. Yes, they are, because the Saints are half a game back. So this team could very well take a top three seed. They're looking really good. They are contenders in the NFC, and I want people to realize that. And it doesn't even – I think with Tom Brady, it's – you know what? He doesn't have to throw for four. Like, and honestly, he never has had to. I wouldn't even say in New England he had to. Mm-hmm. But obviously, he's not a system quarterback. I will never say that about Tom Brady, because I can't bet against him. And you know what? That's why I couldn't imagine myself saying that the Bucks would make the playoffs, just because they have that guy there. And you know what? He hasn't shown any signs of slowing down yet. This Bucks team looks tremendous. And I mean, I'll give you guys a question though. Do you think that this was a sign of things? Do you think this defense can do better than this? Because I really think there's also some sides to it where it was like a big anomaly type fluke thing.
Well, I mean, I think that the obvious answer to that is they can't really do better than that, because how many times are they going to have 10 days to prepare? Look, the Packers, they were coming in. They were a top two, maybe top one offense in the league so far this year. Maybe you count
efficiency
Seattle.
Efficiency-wise, they were first in damn near everything.
And they didn't look like they were going to lose very many games. They were 4-0, and they looked like maybe the strongest undefeated team, and they were coming off of a bye, I believe.
Yes, they were.
So look, you get a good offensive team, and you get them coming off of a bye. Like, so there's yes and no to this question. It's just, I have a hard time believing that you can have a better defensive performance than this. Honestly, great, you can give up 0 points, but I mean, I think that you maybe discount that if it's against a lower team. But having this good of a game against this good of a team, I don't think it's going to happen very often. But Anish, like I said, after we finished recording that episode, you really should have taken Jamel Dean to make a Pro Bowl this year.
Oh my God.
We finished up recording, predicting who would make a Pro Bowl, their first Pro Bowl ever, NFC defensive. And I finished up, I'm like, you know, Anish, you should have picked Jamel Dean. I thought about that right in the middle.
And I facepalmed like 4 times. I was so mad because I was going to do it. If you had just told me that 10 seconds earlier, I would have shouted him out. I would have given you all these statistics, because I wouldn't say I've stalked the guy or anything, but I know damn near every stat he has.
Yeah, we did the redraft, the NFL rookie redraft, and we're looking through his stats. It's like, why does this guy have more passes defended than any rookie when he played for like five games?
He's got 17 passes defended, I believe 5 starts. So, and you know what? He's got 6 already for the year. He's a stud. People need to know who this guy is. And you know what? Carlton Davis, the guy on opposite to him, no scrub either. He's playing really well.
Or Sean Murphy Bunting, also a rookie last year. Yeah. They've got a lot.
It's just playmakers. I mean, and you know what? I'm seeing this similar to how they're running it in New England. Players know their role. I'm not going to say to that extent, but I mean, because I believe they have a lot more talent. But again, it's not, you know, Evans and Godwin, you know, getting these big plays, each of them going for 130 yards or anything like that. I mean, this is, and I even go back to that Chargers game, because aside from that 172-yard bomb by, you know what, Justin Herbert, I mean, I'll give him the credit. He's going to make a play like that. Aside from that, they basically shut out LA and they came back. I mean, Todd Bowles, if there was like a coordinator of the year award, I would give it to him right now. I think he's playing, or having his guys play tremendously. But I think, you know, quick touch on the Packers, nothing to be worried about. You're going to lose some. Yeah. No one's going to go 16-0. I mean, this team still it's still very efficient. They've got a lot of playmakers. They'll get some guys back. And not only that, their schedule gets pretty light. I think they'll. Honestly, I can't guarantee a division win. Or sorry, like a division crown. I can't right now. I'm higher on the Bears than most, but I can't guarantee it.
Yeah, but you speak of these studs on defense, and switch it over to the offense. We got to touch on Ronald Jones. Three straight games, 100
Jack
yards.
Jack is smiling.
Look, he is, and basically every first down, you know the Bucs are running up the middle. And it's still a good run anyways. Like, Jones is turning these, he's making something out of nothing. And instead of going down in the backfield, he's shedding tackles, he's breaking off plays, you know, a lot more often than at any other point of his career. And I think we'd all know now he is the featured back going forward. It's not Leonard Fournette. And look, the Bucs are just much better off when Ronald Jones gets the ball.
So, Jack, I'll let you out, because I'm glad I took him in fantasy. I listened to Jack a little bit on his advice. So I took him. He's doing well for me. But I'll ask you this, though. I mean, Leonard Fournette is what? I believe he's 25? No, 26, maybe somewhere around there. And so he's still decently young. And you still have a veteran in LeSean McCoy. And you have Keyshawn Vaughn. That's four running backs that can get the ball. How does it work? Tell me, how would you do it?
I mean, I don't think you can deny production to try and get to feed other hands. Yeah. Look, if Ronald Jones is going to rush for 120 and two touchdowns every game, if you give him the ball, then give him the ball and don't care about Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. You should not try and force feed hands when things are working. And I think it's funny. This is what happens when you give Ronald Jones the ball. Set it for the first 2 years. Why are they going away from him? Just let him have a chance. And it looked like this year, they were just going to give it to Leonard Fournette and deny him once again. They give him the ball. This is what happens.
A little bit lucky with the injury, huh? I mean, because keep in mind, after week two, right, he had that insane run to close out the Panthers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just goes to show. I mean, in the NFL, there's a lot of things that can happen. This is such a, you know, game of inches, one bounce, one throw type of league. And you know what? Ronald Jones is playing like an absolute madman. Hey, I'll take it for fantasy purposes. But I mean, this Bucs team can go far. And I think this defense is going to put them in a position to make plays. I don't need Tom Brady to, you know, become 2007 Brady or anything like that. I need this team to, you know, I think, and the best part of it is, I think the defense gives, this is the key, the best part about a defense. When you can give your team, your offense, more time of possession, that is the key for any defense. And the fact is, that's what they did. I mean, constant times I was looking at it, Aaron Rodgers, three and out. I mean, they were causing, think about it this way. I forget their punter's name. I think it's J.K. Scott or something like that. He punted seven times through the first 4 weeks. Okay. He punted, I believe, eight times in that game. That's a lot. That's crazy.
That was a near perfect game for that defense.
Yeah, and you give Tom Brady a near perfect game from a defense, a rushing attack that goes over 100 yards, and
no way
score, and a surplus of weapons that he's not even needing to use at the moment. Look, he's going to win you games, and he might win you a Super Bowl. To be completely honest, if you give him all those things throughout the year, I would be as scared of any team of this Buccaneers team right now, because look, I'm saying, if you give Tom Brady those things, he can go out and win you a Super Bowl.
I want to say one thing before we kind of wrap it up. I wouldn't even say question or doubt. It's not even that. It's just, when the game slows down, can they handle it? Because we're seeing this, you know, a lot of fast paced type of stuff, right? Herbert's been thrown back and forth with Tom Brady going back and forth, right? But when the game slowed down with Chicago, right, then it started to get a little bit iffy. There were a couple of plays here and there, right? That throw to Montgomery from Nick Foles. It's just those little plays. And I think what the Bucs were doing was, they were limiting big plays. But when the game slows down, little plays make the huge differences. So I want to see that, them definitely adjust to that. There will be games like that. And especially in colder weather, harsher conditions, it's not going to be this, you know, deep throws or, you know, throws to the sidelines like this. It's going to be, you know, maybe shorter throws, maybe slower runs, that type of thing. So I want to see how they adjust like that. But if anyone can get them ready right now, it's looking like Todd Bowles can do anything with this defense. So a lot to look forward to if you're a Tampa Bay fan.
I was just going to say that. I was going to say, if you believe in Todd Bowles as your coordinator of the year, you should believe he can coach this team up to do that. And look, they seem to have it down where they can play when the game's going fast. They've got weeks and they've got time to teach that and to coach that. So I believe in this coaching staff. I believe in this team. And there's really no one you can believe in more than Tom Brady.
For sure.
Easy. Yeah.
So So if you guys want to wrap this up, any other comments with the
we should mention this was Gronk's best game as a Buck.
Oh yeah.
That is true.
Quick shout out.
Everyone's saying Gronk is back, Gronk is back. He's got one good game, slow it down. But again, surplus of weapons for Tom Brady. Yeah. He's not even having to use
it. He has a specific role in this offense. He was brought in to block mainly. So
again, give this time of possession on offense and you will see what they can do. You can see the versatility. Exactly. But again, to wrap this up, thank you guys so much for watching. It's a little bit of different thing things we're doing this week, rather focusing more on teams so we more content while also giving fans a little bit of a perspective into or deeper dive into teams. So let us know what you guys think about this. It's a kind of different setup. Again, follow our socials down below. Instagram, again, Road to 500. Again, here, Road to 300. So please keep up the support for us. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next time.